This is Plant-Based Briefing. Bird flu infects dairy cows and farm workers in the U.S. by Claire Hamlet at plantbasednews.com, posted at all-creatures.org. And I'm Marian Erickson, host of this curated content plant-based podcast, where I narrate a variety of articles on plant-based and vegan living with permission in about 10 minutes or less every weekday. And I'm pleased to have permission to share content from allcreatures.org. So now let's get to today's plant-based briefing. Bird flu infects dairy cows and farm workers in the U.S. by Claire Hamlet at plantbasednews.com, posted at all-creatures.org. Bird flu has been detected in dairy cows for the first time, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, has announced. A farm worker has also become infected. Milk samples from cows on farms in Texas and Kansas tested positive for the H5N1 strain of the virus. The samples were collected for testing after farmers reported that some cows had become ill. They also reported that they had found dead wild birds on their properties. The H5N1 strain is deadly for birds, but none of the cows have died so far. They are the latest in a number of mammal species to have become infected as avian flu rages around the world. How cows are affected. The USDA has said that the cows seem to have caught the virus from wild birds, but it isn't clear how transmission occurred. Contamination of water or food on the farms by bird feces or saliva is one possibility. The USDA is conducting further tests. The infected cows have displayed flu-like symptoms. These include fever and thick and discolored milk, as well as a drop in how much milk they could produce. Any contaminated milk will be destroyed, while pasteurization would kill any virus that managed to enter the food chain. Unlike affected poultry, I foresee there will be no need to depopulate dairy herds, Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller said in a statement. Cattle are expected to fully recover. The dairy worker who caught the virus has displayed mild symptoms, mainly conjunctivitis. They're being treated with antiviral medication, according to the Texas Department of State Health Services. They are only the second person in the U.S. to ever catch bird flu. Transmission between species. Bird flu has affected millions of birds and jumped to 48 mammal species. Infected mammals, which include sea lions, foxes, otters, and bears, are most likely to have caught it from eating dead and infected birds. The virus has reached even far-flung locations. In late 2023, penguins in the Antarctic tested positive for H5N1. Though they were not showing any symptoms and are still healthy, experts have warned they could spread the disease to other species on the continent. The risk of humans catching bird flu is low since there's no evidence of human-to-human transmission, the main route for infection being close contact with infected birds. Globally, several people, including workers on chicken farms, have contracted various strains of bird flu. Some have died as a result. Infectious disease experts warn that every transmission to mammals gives the virus a chance to mutate into a strain that could more easily jump to humans. Wild birds not to blame. While wild birds have helped to transmit the virus around the globe as they migrate vast distances, they are not to blame for its lethalness. The H5N1 strain is highly pathogenic, meaning deadly, compared to low pathogenic strains that naturally and mostly harmlessly circulate in wild bird populations. H5N1 was first detected on a goose farm in China in 1996 and reappeared on poultry farms in Hong Kong in 1997. Experts believe that the growth of intensive poultry farming have helped H5N1 and other bird flu strains spill over to wild birds. Since bird flu began surging globally in 2021, hundreds of millions of farmed birds have been culled in a bid to contain the virus. The culling process itself can be extremely cruel. In the U.S., an increasingly common method is ventilation shutdown. This suffocates and essentially roasts the animals to death. Millions of wild birds have died horrible deaths from the virus, which can cause respiratory difficulties, diarrhea, and swelling in the head. You just listened to Bird Flu Infects Dairy Cows and a Farm Worker in the U.S. by Claire Hamlet at plantbasednews.com, posted at all-creatures.org. And I'm your host, Marian Erickson. I've done a number of other episodes on avian flu and pandemics in general and how animal agriculture fuels pandemics. I'll link these in the show notes, but you might want to check out 728, When Tyson Depopulates Chickens, Taxpayers Are Left Footing the Bill, 476, Censorship Concerns and Veterinary Profession Should Not Condone Killing Animals by Heat Stroke, 393, The Use of Chickens in Agricultural Research, 391, The Connection Between Deadly Pandemics and Our Diets, 157, How Concentrated Animal Feeding Operations Fuel Pandemics, and bonus episode 1, Go Vegan or Risk Another Pandemic. And the avian flu is responsible for the deaths of millions and millions of chickens, often excruciating deaths by heat stroke. And Crystal Heath is a veterinarian who's been an advocate against this cruel way of killing all these birds. And as a result, her nonprofit organization for veterinarians, Our Honor, has been the target of a smear campaign. And you can check out episode 684, CEW's Smear Campaign Against Animal Protection Groups. I'll link that in the show notes as well. But she's going to be speaking at the upcoming Humane Hoax Chicken Webinar on May 4th. May 4th is International Respect for Chickens Day, and the month of May is International Respect for Chickens Month. It's an online webinar, free to register. You can register at humanehoax.org, and the replays will be available if you can't attend live or have to leave. And Dr. Crystal Heath will be speaking about avian influenza's threat to chickens and public health and how we can take action. So that'll be a really interesting talk. There's a lot been going on about this subject recently in the news. So please check that out and register at humanehoax.org and share this episode with anyone who might benefit. And thanks for listening.